As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of you know that I've been working in a school, or I was working in a school district for about 4 years. I've talked about a lot on different episodes. I talk a lot about when I worked with kids with adverse childhood experiences, and the kids I worked with had a lot of trauma. Well, I'm really excited about this episode because we're going to be talking about education as well, but not your traditional education, not the 20 or 30 kids in the classroom. This one, we're going to be talking about, it's an accredited one-to-one virtual school for K through 12 students, and that's incredible. So we're going to be talking more about that in this episode, and the title is How Education at PAC Prep Supports Mental Health Challenges That Kids Are Facing Now, with Corey Greenberg, coming right up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist, and I'm also the host of the show, and I'm really excited that you are here with us today. I appreciate you. You could be doing so many other things, but you're deciding to listen to this episode, and I really appreciate that. Wanted to mention right away that you can go to our website at mentalhealthtodayshow.com. Again, that's mentalhealthtodayshow.com. And you can find all of the information on the show notes that we have that we'll talk about in this episode, links and websites and different things like that. You can go there. You can also listen to all the episodes up to this point, over 120-some episodes. You can go back and listen to all of them. So it's all right there at mentalhealthtodayshow.com. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this. I'm going to read this special bio. And if you're a parent with children and you're looking and thinking about education, I really want you to tune into this. So Corey Greenberg is an outreach manager for Pacific Preparatory, which is an accredited one-to-one virtual school for K through 12 students. She collaborates with professionals in education and mental health fields to spread the word about how PAC Prep supports a diverse student population with an innovative academic model, and to cultivate a holistic support network for the families. Love that. She is a former licensed clinical social worker, having worked in child welfare and grant-funded community programs to address juvenile crime. She also launched a successful consulting business, helping families with their complex sleep issues. And that's a huge issue. And she has 3 school-aged children of herself, and she lives in Houston, Texas. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, John. That was a great summary of my whole journey.
Well, I could have kept going on and on, but you know, I wanted to get you on here. So I'm really excited about this because I was in education. I worked in the public school system for about 4 years until COVID hit. And actually, my wife is a principal at a small private school. And so education is definitely in our family. And so I'm really interested in this because it's so, so important to get high quality education for our kids. And there's so many barriers and so many things that prevent quality education for many students, because not every student is a good fit for the traditional school model. But before that, Corey, before we get into that, I want to dive into it, but I want to learn a little bit about you. So tell us a little story, a little backstory about you, maybe how you got into all of this yourself, and just take us on that journey. And then we'll come back and we'll talk more about Pack Prep.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so my journey basically started after college. I found the field of social work after I decided I was interested in adoption. And I wanted to help families match with kids in the CPS system to be adopted. And so I went to graduate school, got my master's in social work, and joined the program where they give you a stipend to finish your degree, and then you work for child protection for a few years. And so that's what I did in my early 20s. I was very energized and passionate about the field of child welfare. And I was basically thrown into the ring of fire right away. I was working child sexual abuse cases where the families wanted to reunify with the suspected abuser. So it was pretty crazy back then, but I didn't have kids. And I, like I said, my job was my whole life. I was really invested. And I went on to do a couple of other things. I did finally work in adoption, matching families and prospective foster kids. And that, I loved that. And then just kind of reached that different stage in my life where I got married and happened to have three children back to back, basically 2 years apart. So at one point I had three kids under the age of four.
Wow.
And yeah, so at that point we sort of made the decision, my husband and I, that I was going to stay home with the kids for a while. So I did do that. And I threw myself into that pursuit of raising these tiny humans. And once my youngest went to preschool, I had a few hours left in my day. And I was like, I need to do something. I want to get back into something social work adjacent. But I knew that I couldn't go back to doing the kind of really taxing emotional work that was child welfare. So at that point, like I said, I'd thrown myself into the mom role. And I'd gotten really good at helping my kids learn to sleep well. And so I said, I think I can make a business out of this. And so having no business background whatsoever, I got trained in the science of sleep and how to help kind of families deal with sleeping issues. And I opened my practice and I did that for 4 years. And I think having that mental health background, it sort of drew me to and drew families to me with really complex issues. So kids on the autism spectrum or kids with like complex family dynamics going on, where it wasn't just a simple, I need to teach my 6-month-old how to sleep through the night. So I really enjoyed that work. But the problem was that as my kids got older, and I, again, very invested in this work, I found myself not being able to set very good boundaries personally about all these families needed help when I was trying to put my own kids to bed at night. And so I found it really draining, I guess, to be meeting families when they were in crisis and then trying to also be the full-time mom, do the sleep work with the integrity that I wanted to do it. And so in the meantime, in the background, I've always known about Pacific Prep. We do call it Pack Prep because Pacific Preparatory is a bit of a mouthful. So Pack Prep rolls off the tongue. I knew of Pack Prep because the founder of Pack Prep, which is also TutorCore, is a tutoring company. That's where Pacific Prep kind of grew out of. The owner, founder of TutorCore, Jesse Roseland, his wife was my childhood best friend. So I've always known about the company and just seen from afar what amazing things were happening there. And when this outreach manager position came open, I said, I think I'm ready to do one more pivot and to try this full time. So I've been with the company almost a year now, and it's really allowed me to have those boundaries that I needed to set for myself. Like, I work during school hours. The company is so amazing about honoring the family commitment. And it's just a really lovely, positive culture of people to work for. So that's kind of been my journey and all of the things, all of the skills I think that I learned in my social work and being a mom and helping families with complex sleeping issues all have kind of led me to really understand the value of what Pack Prep offers and how unique it truly is.
Yeah. And just listening to your background, your journey, I mean, every stage, every step of your journey, it was almost like you were receiving the experience that led you to where you're at now. And I can just see all of that experience as working in the child welfare system with the sleep, working with families and your consulting business, all of that has led up to where you're at now in Pacific Preparatory. And so that's fantastic. And so that's a great lead into more about Pack Prep, as you call it. Can you tell us a little bit more? What does it do? Let's get into the heart of that. And because I know a lot of parents are very interested in this.
Yeah. The one word that I use to describe it is just magic. Like magic is happening at Pack Prep. And I think that there's many reasons for that. But overall, with being a one-to-one school, basically that means that whatever the student needs, that is where we start. So there is no classroom management. There is no teaching to the middle of the class or trying to get the kid who's struggling in one area caught up while the kids who may be advanced are waiting around. Like all of that disappears and all of the teaching is just teacher and student. And so we customize all of those courses. So wherever the student is in terms of not just in terms of like their academic skills and level, but also their interests and their passions. So if we have a kid that's really into robotics, we're going to work that into the course syllabi with math. And we're going to send them like physical materials, whether they're going to get a robotics kit, they're going to get all kinds of science experiments, they're going to get math manipulatives, they're going to do just basically the sky's the limit in terms of really making that learning come alive. Because 99% of the work we're doing is with the teacher and student over the screen, over Zoom. And so I talk to parents a lot who are like, oh no, remote learning was a disaster. I want nothing to do with a Zoom ID and logging in. And it really does take a little faith and a little time on the parents' part to see how different this setup is than, you know, what we all went through during COVID. And by the way, I went through it as well, because all of that was before I was with Pack Prep, and all three of my kids were trying to do that remote learning, like all the asynchronous work that the teachers were having to put together at the last minute. I mean, it was terrible for the teachers. It was terrible for the students and the parents. Everybody really suffered through that experience. This is very different because we've really figured out how to make that learning come alive through the screen. And so there's that piece. And I think like going back to that word magic, the magic is that there is no like ideal student. Because it's one-to-one, because it's customized, we can work with anyone. And so the way I like to describe it to people is we have different buckets of students that come to us. We have some families who have discovered during COVID that they don't have to fit into the traditional model of education. They may have traveled during COVID to a remote place in Colorado or overseas somewhere and been able to do that remote learning and thought, I could actually make a lifestyle out of this. So we do have some families who travel around the world and like take us with them. And we always incorporate that into the learning. So if we know they're going to be in a specific, you know, country, we're going to do some of our lessons around, okay, what can you go out and explore? And then we're going to bring that back into the virtual classroom with the student and teacher and incorporate that into the academic piece. So there's that sort of bucket. There's also a bucket of students with learning differences, which this also relates to my previous work in the sleep world, where kids on the autism spectrum, kids with really complex learning profiles can really thrive with us. So I'll give you one example of a family we're working with now. They have three kids, and all three of their kids are on the autism spectrum. And their oldest one was in a school for kids with autism at the start of COVID. and her little brother was immunocompromised. And so the parents had to pull all three kids out of school at the time. And they found us in that period and thought, like, we're just going to work with PAC Prep for a short period of time until the pandemic's over and we will send them back to school. Well, what they discovered after 2 months of the little girl working with the teachers was an insane amount of academic growth. And what they realized was she had an auditory processing disorder. And just being in a classroom with other kids was really hindering her learning. So it really wasn't the autism that was the biggest factor. It was her being able to be in a quiet space with headphones with just her and the teacher, and her learning just took off. So that's kind of an example of a kid. Sometimes our kids with these complex profiles, it's like separating the academic from the social piece that they really do need. If we can sort of take care of those academic needs, and then they can get the social needs in their community, playing soccer, doing art classes, play dates with their friends, being in a homeschool kind of co-op, we can take care of the academic piece and they're sort of freed up to do other things or to go to occupational therapy or to kind of handle all these other needs. And so those kinds of kids are really flourishing in this model. And then the last one bucket I will sort of talk about, which I think is relevant probably to the parents that are listening, parents and professionals that are listening to your podcast, is we've seen this huge uptick in families where the kids are struggling with their mental health. And I mean, I think that these issues were present before COVID, but I do know that COVID has amplified some of the effects. There's just a lot more anxiety, it seems like, school, social anxiety, and we've had kids with school refusal, like they just don't feel safe at school, or their relationships have suffered in terms of their peers and they don't know their place and they're just really struggling. And so we've had kids that have left school to go to treatment, like some might go to wilderness treatment or residential treatment, or just need to take a semester off. And we can sort of come in for that short period of time with the goal of them transitioning back to their beloved traditional school when they're in a healthier place. So we like to be sort of a player on the team in that sense. So while the student's getting the mental health treatment, we just want to make sure that they are in a healthy enough place to do academics. That's really the only disqualifier for joining us. So people ask us all the time, what's a student you wouldn't take? That's really the only thing, is that they just have to be in a space where they can handle some academics. And then we can go slow. The schedule is always very flexible and that kind of thing. But we can sort of get them caught up or keep them current with their school until they're ready to return back to the classroom.
Well, that's fantastic. And I love how you describe those three buckets. Very easy to kind of get a feel for what type of students and the benefits that they would have and for the families. That's amazing. And I wanted to point out too that this is so Pacific Preparatory is an accredited one-to-one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Virtual school, correct? Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, it means like if you were to go to any other private school, that's how we are accredited. So, you know, if you live in California, a lot of our students are in California right now, although it's really spreading nationally and globally, but that's the biggest concentration of our students. All of our courses are A through G approved, and it's widely recognized in the state of California. If you want to go to a UC school and take an honors class, those would go on, they qualify for the UC school transcripts. And it just means that you can get a course for credit. And so you get a transcript just like any other private school. And if you're working with a traditional school, we work with those schools to either put our courses right onto their transcript or just submit a separate transcript. For example, if they took an enrichment course, like a single course with us for enrichment or remediation, they would get a separate transcript.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so the teachers then, because it's accredited, I would imagine the teachers had to have some experience themselves or some form of accreditation themselves.
They do. And that's actually been the most kind of interesting thing for me to observe coming onto the team is while families have started to really look outside the traditional model, so have teachers. There's so much pressure on teachers nowadays to do things that are way outside of their job description and just lots of pressures on them. And so I think we've gotten many extremely highly qualified teachers come to us and say, I just need to get out of the bureaucracy and I want to do what I love, which is teaching without all of that piece. And so there's so much support given to the teachers from our team. One dedicated staff member that is her whole job and mission is to support the teachers in their work, both with curriculum development, because we really are asking a lot of them. We want them to use their creativity and their experience to devise the curriculum for each individual student. So we really want to support them in that. So yes, there's a 10-point vetting process for hiring, and we want people, especially for our kids with learning differences, we want them to have their master's in special education and lots of experience in that field. But we have really attracted some wonderful highly qualified teachers. So it's been, that part's been great.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, just working, I only worked in the school, the public schools for just about 4 years before COVID hit. And I was just talking to so many of the teachers and they got in to teach because they love to teach, but then there's a lot of other obstacles and red tape and everything and pressures. And then the classroom sizes are getting larger and larger. And it just, it takes the joy out of teaching for so many of the teaching professionals. And so what you just said about Pacific Preparatory, see, I got to say it, is I'm sure ringing some bells for a lot of teachers that are listening to this, because it sounds like you give them a lot of creative vision to work on what they really love to do without the red tape that they're used to.
Yeah, it's really like the ideal situation for a teacher. I mean, if you say to them, it's almost like the miracle question. If you could have anything or do anything, if you could design whatever each of your student needed, what would you do? And that's what they're asked to do. So we've got some really crazy fun electives that teachers have designed because the students have been interested in it, whether it's fashion design to what we have one student taking figure drawing, like she's taking an art class in figure drawing. She wants to go to fashion school. So that's what her elective is in. We're doing a cooking and baking one that one of our teachers is teaching because that's one of her passions.
And I love
that. It's the teacher's way. And just to see their sort of infectious enthusiasm for it and the relationships that they're building with the students, I think is very rewarding for them and only makes the experience, there's my word again, more magical.
Yeah.
Because everyone, the mentorship kind of relationship is inherent in that one-to-one model because they're spending a lot of time together.
Absolutely.
And they're really getting to know these kids and
yeah.
the teachers as humans.
Yeah, exactly. The one-to-one is so much different than the 1-to-25 or 30 in the classroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, I interrupted you. So I want to go, you go first.
I just was thinking of there's one student in particular that she was a 12th grade student with us. And she had struggled during COVID with the remote learning piece and had just gotten very discouraged. She had changed schools a couple of times and was sort of behind on her credits because every time she moved, they made her sort of start over. And so it just really deflated that balloon of motivation. And she was at risk of failing and not graduating. And when her mom found us, she was like, just please get her to graduation. We just can't keep doing this. And so she started with us and we did a little graduation ceremony for her that I got to go to. And it was all of her family and friends in the little Zoom tiles and everyone got to say something about her, including all of her teachers. And we sent her these like, you know, personalized gifts that she was just so touched. And there wasn't a dry eye in the virtual room. And one of the things she said that made everyone tear up was that she had a personal, I think the way she said it was she had a personal grudge against teachers because she felt like they were out to get her. And this experience where she really got to know them, like I said, as humans and realized that they were on her side and advocating for her, she said she changed her whole view of teachers and she was going to college. And so what a gift to go to college feeling like, okay, I can approach my professors. They're not out to get me. And she was going to college really ready to go. I think more ready than a lot of kids going off to college, not knowing what they're doing. So that was just kind of a lovely experience.
I love that story. And I can imagine, only imagine what her parents are feeling too. Yeah. So when you said magical, I see it. I'm hearing these stories and I can see that it's magical. I wanted to, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want also to really bring out, you mentioned this a little bit ago and I read it as well. And I said it was a virtual school for K through 12 students. So kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and it's virtual. So that means, and you mentioned that it's beyond just California, but it's for really, could it be anyone that's listening to this?
It could be anyone who's listening to this. And we, part of the thing that's great is that we're really flexible with the scheduling. So when you're in a one-to-one model, you don't need 7 hours of Zoom. Because if you think about it, during a classroom, like an hour math lesson, your child might be doing 20 problems and waiting for the rest of the kids to finish. And the teacher, you might turn in a piece of homework with 20 questions on it and the teacher gives it back to you and you realize, oh, I missed all these questions. I didn't understand the concept. Okay, go to office hours or go after school tutoring. And that process takes a long time. With us, you're doing that live with the teacher. So the kid has a document camera so the teacher can see while he's working through the math problem and can identify, oh, that's your thinking error right there. Let's fix it, correct it, and move on. So everything moves very quickly in terms of the curriculum. So what that means is you don't need hours and hours on the computer. So the schedule is very flexible around whatever the family needs. I would say an average, if they're a full-time student with us, they're on Zoom about 3 hours a day.
Wow. So that's great to hear. And I'm sure students would be glad to hear that too. And when we say virtual, it could be anywhere, even if you're listening to this, any state in the United States. And do you need to be an American? In America, I know obviously they could be visiting a different country, or maybe they're away and maybe they're missionaries or at work overseas. But is it also open up to any families in different countries?
Yes, it is. We work with families in Canada right now. And really, our accreditation is through Cognia. So if you Google that, you'll see that accrediting body is more internationally known. So there's other countries that are familiar with that accrediting body and will recognize those courses. So yes, absolutely. We can work with anyone, anywhere is the wonderful thing.
That's fantastic. And you said it really well, that most people who are listening to this, they hear virtual. And when they hear virtual school, they think of the flashback. They have the traumatic flashbacks of having to go on Zoom. And whether you're a teacher trying to figure out how to teach virtually, and some schools, the school that I was in, had in class, students in the classroom and students on virtual. And so the teacher literally had to talk to the classroom, but then also talk to the computer at the same time and trying to go back and forth. And that was a nightmare.
Isn't so, that wild? It was wild. I mean, I experienced that with my own kids. My own kids' school got some technology where for that exact situation you're describing, that there was a computer that would, or a camera that followed the teacher as they walked around the classroom so that she could work with the kids in the classroom and talk to the kids that were at home on Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. And so the teachers had to figure out how to do this technology stuff. Again, one more thing teachers had to do that they weren't trained to do.
I don't think any other profession could have pivoted the way that teachers pivoted.
Yeah.
They are heroes. I firmly believe teachers are heroes. My sister is a special ed teacher here in Houston, and I've always thought she was a hero, but just seeing her experience through COVID, I just have the utmost respect for the profession. They're therapist, they're teacher, their friend, mentor, all things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this has been just amazing. And from what we just talked about in the short amount of time, the word that you said at the very beginning, magic, it's magical. So you weren't kidding. And this could be really a blessing for so many families right now that are listening to this. And whether maybe they had a child that was kicked out of school for either academics, maybe they didn't show up to school, or maybe they were kicked out because of their behavior. And maybe they were in a lot of the schools that I worked in, kids would get in trouble and they would misbehave out of the trauma. And they just couldn't handle the sensory overload with a full classroom. And yet they got punished and sometimes got kicked out of school. And then the parents are kind of left to themselves to find somewhere for their student to be able to get to school and get the credits that they needed. And so this could be really a very good fit for those students. And it sounds like too for teachers. So let us know, how can families find information and where can they go? And maybe are there openings right now for teachers as well?
Yes. Okay. So anyone can go to our website, which is www.pacificpreparatory.com. And you can just click the little button that says request info. And we're a small team and we sort of like to keep it that way. So we have one person who handles all of the calls that are coming in. And Molly takes a lot of time and care to understand each family's individual situation and what they're looking for. And so if families reach out, she will get back to you right away and talk through that. And then if the family's interested in moving forward, she sends a detailed proposal and then we get to matching. So that's a process of understanding, okay, what's the curriculum going to look like and what's going to be the best teacher fit? We look at the family's schedule and match that up with the teachers who are available, who are the very best fit for those students. And we can usually get people up and running within 3 to 4 weeks of going. And so we do have openings. We always have openings. We're always kind of hiring. We're always looking for good teachers. And we are always welcome for families to contact us because the admissions is rolling. So while we do have like a traditional academic calendar for fall and spring semesters, families can join us at any time. And because the courses are just based on credit hours. And so we can work that around the family's schedules.
Oh, fantastic. Can you say that website one more time?
Yes, it is www.pacificpreparatory.com.
Great. And like I said earlier, if you're listening to this, you can go to the show notes. It'll be in there as well. And you just click on the link and it'll take you right to their website. All right. So, Corey, well, before I let you go, one of the things I ask all of my guests is about self-care, because I talk about self-care all the time and how important it is. And because we're all busy, we're all stressed. We all have our lives are full and packed, but we need to take some time for ourselves. So I'm curious, what are some things that you do for your self-care?
I love this question. They used to ask us all the time when we were in school for social work, what do you do for your self-care? And these things change over the years, right? It used to be going to happy hour. No more. That's not always the healthiest thing to do. So I will tell you what I do. It started during COVID to get some relief from my kids, who I do love dearly, but we were spending lots of togetherness, time together. So I have a garage apartment that's separate from the house, and I made a gym up there with all kinds of weights. And I started doing some online lifting programs and just working out. And I got in the best shape of my life in my early 40s. So that was a bonus. And now I get up early every morning to work out because I want to and I need to. And it sets the intention for me for the day and just makes me feel really good about myself. And so, yeah, that's my biggest form of self-care right now.
All right. I love that. Yes. Exercise is very important. And alone time is important, especially when you have 3 school-age children at home.
That's so, right. It was 2 birds and one stone on that
one. That's right. That's right. Well, that's awesome. Well, Corey, I just want to thank you for taking some time away and telling us a little bit about the magic of pack prep and just the opportunity that lots of people have for their students, for their children, and if they're a teacher. And so I just really appreciate taking the time and telling us a little bit more about that.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, John. It's been my pleasure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, glad to have you. And also, if you're listening, all my listeners, thank you so much for listening. And I know some of you may be brand new to the show and some you've listened for a long time. And I always really appreciate you and I never take it for granted that you're tuning in. Appreciate you and want you to continue to work on your mental health. And remember, the Mental Health Today Show has been championing your mental health since 2015. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.